So three Israeli teenagers were killed, allegedly by Hamas. And Israel's response is to launch relentless airstrikes. And now a ground offensive, which is taking in densely populated areas of civilians, which they say are being used as shields by the quote-unquote terrorists, which are Hamas. Hamas and Israel have been fighting for a very, very long time. I believe it's been 1948 since the two states as we know them now have been warring. And I don't see it abating any further anytime soon. So if Israel know that they are using human shields and they're still attacking women, children, people who can't leave because of the border controls, the blockades imposed by Israel and also Egypt, then how on earth is that justified? The three teenagers were killed wrongfully. Now, in most countries, a murder trial takes months to solve. Absolutely months and months to solve. No. Here the response is to go in hell full leather and kill 300 innocent people and injure countless of other people. Destroy life. You know, from one moment to the next. How on earth is that justified in this day and age? John Kerry from the USA, I don't want to say his job title because I can't quite remember at the moment. But he's a senior politician in the USA. I heard him answering a question about people saying that the USA was comfortable with Israel's tactics and what they were doing. And of course he said, no, we're not comfortable. Nobody can be comfortable with the killing of children. But civilians were warned to leave. Civilians were warned to leave. So you're telling me that because civilians haven't left, that's why they're dying. And again, the reason they haven't left is because of the very, very tight border controls that are going on. So how on earth are they supposed to leave, and where the hell are they supposed to go to? And to hear a senior US politician saying it and repeating it and saying, we warn the civilians to leave, I think is absolutely shocking, mate. And I think it's wrong and worries me that somebody can sit there behind their bulletproof glass, protected by overpaid secret agents, and spout rubbish about civilians who are defenseless, kids who were killed on a beach playing football because they didn't leave. There's something incredibly inhumane about that. I'm not taking sides here because it's a complicated issue. But I think the only way this will ever get resolved is by discussion and talk, because at the end of the day, we are dealing with human life. Israeli children, as well as Palestinian children, have the ability to unite and be friends if it was allowed. I mean, look at the East-West Divan Orchestra that was set up by Daniel Barenboim, which is made up of Palestinians and Israelis making beautiful music together. In a concert hall, they can play in time, the tempos, the crescendos, the diminuendos, all in harmony, literally. to produce music of Beethoven and so many other composers. While leaders, and then they go back home, and then they are separated again by decades of warring ideologies and ways of life. At the end of the day, we all breathe. We all have two ears, two eyes, two arms, two legs. Whether we do or we don't, that is the essential core of who we are. But at the end of the day, we are all human beings, and we have a life, and we have a right to life. And the fact that people can so easily just kill a load of people, and then that's all they become, a statistic, you know. Something happens to me tomorrow in a big accident, then I'll become a statistic. My words, my actions, my life will be nothing but a statistic, a third or fourth person killed. And that is the same thing with so many other people, which war just cannot justify. I don't understand how it justifies it. Because at the end of the day, you're never ever going to kill everybody involved in a war. So I'm incredibly sad, incredibly angry by all this fighting. I mean, look at flight MH17, you know, shot down, man. Imagine getting on a plane and literally getting blown up in the midair. Whether it was an accident, I don't know. Probably was an accident, but the fact of the matter is, people were shot down because of warring ideologies and people not being able to just talk and communicate and love one another for being human. You know, there's a serious delight that people seem to get of causing damage and destruction, and the sheer, you know, disregard for life is everywhere and so apparent at the moment. We all need to take a big step back and say, life is short, but life is precious. At the end of the day, we're only a bunch of brain and matter and that can be so easily broken. But we have also more than that. We also have a soul, we also have a life, we also have ambitions, and we also have dreams. But when we get our guns out, and when we get our crazed angers and just feelings of revenge, humanity can just become a pile of bodies burning on a field, trapped under rubble in a house, still strapped to seats. And this needs to stop. And if it doesn't, then where are we going to end up?